With WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Ariana Prothero. There are few sounds in the world of science as recognizable as this.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7.
The countdown to launch. For a small group of teachers on a field trip to NASA, it's the sound of inspiration. State Impact Florida's Sammy Mack reports how, even now, with the shuttle program gone, a rocket launch can remind science teachers of why they do what they do.
It's a summer morning, the sun hasn't quite risen yet on Cape Canaveral, and school won't be back in session for weeks. But six teachers are getting on a bus.
Welcome aboard.
This is not a school bus. This is transportation out to a VIP viewing of a rocket launch that will send a communication satellite into orbit.
I'm actually sitting on a bus full of rocket scientists in here. This is so cool.
Robin Burkus teaches ninth grade science in Palm Beach County. She's one of the teachers here as fellows with the National Science Teachers Association and Lockheed Martin. The idea is to take teachers who have only been in the classroom for a couple of years and expose them to real-world applications of science so that, hopefully, they'll bring the enthusiasm back to their students.
What seems to work best for my students is to show them that you can do something with the knowledge.
Steve Kirch, 7th grade science teacher from St. John's County.
They'd always say, well, why am I learning this? What am I ever going to use this for? Let's face it, a rocket launching, that's pretty cool. You don't get that in a lot of the other subjects.
Beyond the cool factor, Governor Rick Scott is pushing for more students to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. Jobs in those fields tend to pay better, and as of April, there were nearly 60,000 job openings in those fields listed in Florida. Mark Valerio, vice president for Lockheed Martin's Space Division, escorted the teachers at the launch.
We need people to take over for us, try to get kids interested in what we do, and be the next generation of astronauts and physicists.
Before Valerio climbed the corporate ladder at Lockheed Martin, he applied to be an astronaut. 3 times. Even without a shuttle program in Florida, Valerio says there's a lot to get excited about if only kids knew. And that's where the teaching fellows come in. As part of the experience, the teachers got to tour construction of the Orion spacecraft. Right now, the hull of the 4-person capsule is in a clean room on NASA grounds. The teachers got to see engineers in gauzy, full-body protective suits climbing around the capsule, which will eventually be used on manned missions. For Mary Maddox, a high school science teacher in Jacksonville, seeing the Orion capsule up close got her thinking.
There is this possibility, as statistically low as it probably is, but that maybe one of our students could possibly take this spacecraft to Mars or to the moon.
But the real showstopper for the teachers was the rocket launch. Again, teachers Robin Barkus, Mary Maddox, and Steve Kirsch.
It's just like you hear on TV, but it's like you're there and it just seems so amazing.
Status check. Go Alice.
Go Centaur.
Go Mios.
You hear them start counting down. You know.
This is Atlas Mission Control at T-minus 10,
10 9,
9, 8, 8, 8 7,
7, 6,
6
5,
5, 4,
4
3, 2, 1,
and then
boom.
We have ignition.
It goes.
And liftoff of the United Launch Alliance.
I did not realize when the rocket launched how bright it would be.
The mission for the United States Navy.
And you kind of get mesmerized. You stay in there and you stare at it. And I didn't even realize that I wasn't hearing anything until a few seconds later when the sound waves came.
We've hit Mach 1.
Not only can you hear them, but you can feel them, like little butterflies in your stomach.
The first two and the next three SRBs.
It was so amazing.
And we have good payload fairing jettison.
Lauren Case, 10th grade science teacher from Martin County.
I had a moment like in between the launch and the luncheon where I had that realization, like, I inspire these kids.
And if any of this results in students that go on to work on a space mission, says Steve,
they better invite me to the launch.
For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
To see the science teachers on their field trip to NASA, visit WLRN.org and search for education. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Ariana Prothero.